From Washington, this is VOA News. A day of unrest in Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry is in South Sudan. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Russia called an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council Friday and accused Kyiv and the West of destabilizing Ukraine. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the United Nations.
Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin called the meeting to protest Ukraine's operation in the east to clear buildings of pro-Russian separatists. Churkin told reporters ahead of the session that Kyiv had begun a crazy punitive operation in the east using heavy weapons and air power, which he said was a despicable act of violence leading Ukraine into catastrophe. In the Security Council, he was equally forceful, telling his counterparts that the West must stop its destructive policy in Ukraine, and he directly accused the United States and European Union of supporting and encouraging the instability. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Meanwhile, earlier, Ukrainian security forces began a major anti-terrorist military operation Friday in the city of Slovyansk, despite warnings from Russia against attacks on pro-Russian separatists. VOA's Brian Patton reports from Kyiv.
Yekaterina Kosoreva, spokesperson for the Ukrainian Security Service, said the operation was a simultaneous assault on the main checkpoints manned by armed terrorists around Slovyansk, and as of noon local time, anti-terrorist forces had taken control of 10 checkpoints around the town. Two Ukrainian helicopters were shot down and their pilots killed. The Ukrainian Security Service said one of the helicopters was shot down with a surface-to-air missile. Kosoreva says the use of this weapon proves these are actions of highly trained, highly qualified foreign military specialists. Brian Patton, VOA News, Kyiv.
Police in the Ukrainian port city of Odessa say at least 31 people have died in a building fire that broke out during fighting between pro-Russian separatists and supporters of the central government in Kyiv. A revised government statement said the fire broke out in a trade union building and that 31 bodies were found at the scene, seven fewer than police first reported. The Russian news agency RIA Novosti said about 50 others were injured, including 10 police officers. Odessa, a key Black Sea port, had largely escaped the pro-Russian separatist-driven violence gripping large parts of eastern Ukraine. More on these stories at voanews.com. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control has confirmed the first case of deadly Middle East respiratory virus, or MERS, within the United States. CDC officials Friday said an American healthcare worker who recently traveled to Saudi Arabia has been hospitalized with the virus in the Midwestern state of Indiana. They say the patient has been isolated and is in stable condition. The National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases Director Anne Shukat said the case is rapidly evolving and that the CDC is working to identify people who may have been in contact with the patient. Shuchat said the patient traveled from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, on April 24th to London and then on to India. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry traveled to South Sudan Friday, where he met with President Salva Kiir in hopes of arranging talks to end 4 months of violence in the world's newest country. VOA State Department correspondent Scott Stearns is traveling with Kerry and reports from the Ethiopian capital.
Secretary Kerry is trying to set up talks in Addis Ababa next week that would be the first face-to-face meeting between President Kiir and former Vice President Machar since the fighting in South Sudan began.
This meeting of Riek Machar and President Kiir is critical to the ability to be able to really engage in a serious way as to how the cessation of hostilities agreement will now once and for all really be implemented, and how that can be augmented by the discussions regarding a transition government.
On Friday, Kerry met for more than an hour with President Kiir. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Libyan officials say suspected Islamic militants have attacked a government security headquarters in the eastern city of Benghazi, killing five soldiers and a policeman. Libyan troops were sent to the scene and engaged the attackers. Explosions could be heard during the firefight. 12 soldiers were wounded in the fighting, and three are listed as missing. U.S. unemployment rate dropped to its lowest level in more than 5 years in April, while the economy had the biggest net gain in jobs in 2 years. More on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from Washington.